Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. We're taking a look back over the last 15 years or so, as long as this program's been on the radio, and we're having a conversation about some of the changes that have happened in rural Minnesota over that span. And we talked last week about the economy in rural Minnesota as well as broadband. And let's shift gears and talk a little bit about how politics has changed in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, when you look at a voting map of the state now, it looks very different than what it did in 2004. What you see actually nationwide is the Democratic vote is really concentrating in the urban areas, while the Republican vote is really concentrating in the rural areas. And that's becoming more and more pronounced. And so what that means in Minnesota is that we're now seeing Republican candidates being elected in places that have just been DFL bastions for years. And that, of course, is changing the way policy happens. But probably the biggest thing is today now, unlike back in about 2000 or so, legislators in the Twin Cities area are now in the majority. There are more legislators from the Twin Cities than there are legislators from rural Minnesota.
So does that mean that in the Twin Cities metro area, with more representation and the fact that it skews Democratic, that kind of gives the Democrats a bit of an edge?
And just urban issues. Issues can be approved without considering necessarily the impact or without even the understanding of their impact on rural areas.
Very interesting how that's changed over the last 15 years. Yeah, and then I wanted to just get to the topic of what is rural, the understanding
right.
of what rural even is. And do people have mixed ideas about that?
Well, I think one of the big things that's changed in the last 15 years, and even since I've been doing this job, is that I think people everywhere just have a better understanding of the rural area, the rural life, the rural thought. When you look at the time we started rural Minnesota Radio, the age groups that are now in the urban areas, they have lost that connection with rural that they used to have. It used to be that everybody had grandparents that lived on the farm.
Or an aunt or an uncle or something.
Yeah, or in a small town somewhere. And there was really almost a disinterest in rural issues. And rural people were really feeling that disinterest. And so over the years, as people in rural areas have been exercising their voice more, I think that understanding is starting to grow again. We're starting to see that reconnection. We're seeing at least an interest amongst urban people on what goes on in rural areas, in farming, and things like that. And that rural voice has really started to grow again and to be heard and to be taken into consideration.
All right. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.